Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Alan C. is here. Alan is a great member of our Brain Trust, and he is currently the marketing director at the Dayton Convention and Visitors Bureau. And he's had a number of years in the industry working with companies as chief marketing officers, and now he's working with the city of Dayton and getting there, helping them get their business off the ground and do a better job. And we're glad he's part of our world. Alan C., welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. It's great to be here again.
Good to have you here. Hey, Alan, I don't know about you, but I remember when all you had to do to make sure you didn't mess up a connection with a customer was to smile and say thank you and hello and please and thank you when they came in the store. And to be nice on the phone. Otherwise, there wasn't that much more interaction. But so that was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it? And so now we have all these other ways of engaging customers. We got social media, we got email, we got texting, we got Instagram, we got all the other stuff, all the different ways that we can either do good or not do good, right?
Absolutely. That's absolutely true. Yeah, you're spot on.
So how do we deal with all this? How do we manage all this? How do we make sure we're not shooting ourselves in the foot?
Right. So, well, the first thing, you mentioned the introduction or the phone call, which suggests that you're either speaking directly to them face-to-face or directly to them over the phone. And I think what's incredible is it seems like a lot of times in the social media world, in the online marketing world, through automation and email marketing or whatever, that we say things that you would never say in a face-to-face situation. I mean, it's really quite funny. Could you imagine actually saying face-to-face some of the phrases that you use in, say, your messaging on Twitter or whatever?
Right.
And this is where the problem is happening, is that you've got this lead generation program, and I mean, your first goal or your objective is just to get connected, and you know what? Congratulations, you just did it. So, no, let's just use Twitter as the example. I mean, you follow your target persona, and they follow you back. Yay, first goal accomplished. But then, in the spirit of automation and efficiency and effectiveness, I mean, this is sometimes, oftentimes, where the train wreck happens, because now you launch that automated direct message. You know, thanks for following. Let me know how I can help. Well, you know, what's already wrong with that statement? I mean, yeah, it appears to be a friendly welcome, and you're offering help to the receiver of that message, but you've delivered it through automation, and in this case, really what you're saying is, you know, thanks for following me back, and now come learn everything about me so that you'll buy something from me. I mean, you're throwing all the work onto that prospect. And let's face it, I mean, how much extra time do you have in the course of a day?
I don't have any. In fact, whenever I link to someone on LinkedIn, for example, I just link to them and they accept me, and I mind my own business until there's something comes up, right? If I ask them to link to me and they accept, I don't say, oh, I'm so grateful, thank you for linking to me. I just say, okay, it worked. Until you need me or I need you. We're grown-ups, right?
Absolutely. And this is where it's great that the connection has happened, but now here's your opportunity to go to their website, to go to their LinkedIn profile and read.
But some people think just the fact that you acknowledge them, open the door, a double door wide for them to drive their truck in and dump it on you.
You know, I kind of equate it to you're at a trade show and somebody throws their business card into the fishbowl in order to get your trinket, and okay, everyone raises their hand and goes, that's a qualified, ready to buy lead.
Right.
Anyone who's worked a trade show knows that that's not the case. And you know, social media is a great thing. Automation can be a great thing, but when you're taking it to those extremes, that's where, as I said in that blog, that you're damaging your brand.
Well, there's no question about it, and there's so many things. So what's the option? What should we be doing if we get a response online? Should every single response that we get online be met individually with a separate, customized, personal, one-on-one type of thing? No automation at all?
No, I think we're past that point in time. I mean, you know, in 2008, when Twitter had less than a million people, and it was a great novelty, and people were experimenting and trying to learn how to use that medium. Maybe so, because there just wasn't the critical mass. But you know, now with the numbers on there, people really aren't expecting to be thanked when they've merely followed you back, especially through automation. There's just no.
So they expect you just to do nothing.
Well, that's. As far as in an automatic reply,
that's what I expect.
Yeah, that's what exactly. I'm not expecting a reply when I follow somebody back, mm-hmm. or when I follow them. Now, if their persona matches my targeted market and I match theirs, then that's the opportunity for both of us not to just jump out and reach and say, okay, what are you working on right now? Is there anything I can bid on?
Right.
But it's your opportunity to learn more about them, and the reason, the reason you want to do that is every single one of us on this planet are dialed into radio station WIIFM.
Right.
What's in it for me? I mean, I'm not really mm-hmm. concerned with what's in it for you, mm-hmm. what's in it for me. And so for me to be able to present or talk or try to schedule actually a phone call or some type of direct conversation, I need to learn as much as I can about you and try and get the conversation going in that way, not making you feel like I'm trying to force a sales process on you right from the get-go. I mean, let's face it, we could get into the conversation and find out, I guess I was wrong. You're really not, my solution, my product, my whatever.
Right.
Really,
but you can't presume that. That's the danger of being presumptuous. Hey, Alan, give us a website quickly, please.
So the website for the Dayton Convention Center. Oh, yeah. So
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.